Shalom and good day greetings, brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for another day of our lives, another day to celebrate God's grace, God's goodness, and God's holiness in our lives, another opportunity to praise Him, to walk with Him, and to move in to do worthwhile service according to His timeline. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, yesterday, we saw the importance of being found working within the timeline of God. God works in time. He appointed time in every purpose that He purposed here on earth, and that we should be found working, walking with God in His own timeline. Amen. Now, we will continue this thought today as we will open our scriptures. And talk again about some of the Bible characters. Now let us open to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 to 16. Genesis 15, verses 13 to 16. Now, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Amen. So here, God promised Abram a seed. In Genesis chapter 13, when Abram was separated from Lot, his nephew, God told him to walk through the land of Canaan. He said, let up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, today I will give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if man can number the dust of the earth, then shall your seed also be numbered. Amen. And the Bible said that Abram arose and walked through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it. He saw the land. Abram saw the land. It was a beautiful land. And he believed that God is able to give him that land. Yet at the back of Abram's mind, he was thinking that surely God shall give me this land. But I am already old. Abram was already old during that time. And he said, what should it do to me seeing I am old and I have no ear yet with me. Amen. See, he was so sure. Abram was so sure that God is able to give him that land. Yet, what does it profit to him? He was already an old man during that time. He was thinking, should God give me an ear? Amen. That is why, brothers and sisters, in Genesis chapter 15, we can see what is at the back of Abram's mind. He said to God, he said to Jehovah, Lord God, what will thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? Behold, to me thou hast not given, thou hast given me no seed, and lo, behold, one born in my house is mine heir. See that. That was what Abraham was thinking upon seeing that, upon seeing the land that God promised him to possess. And God replied, "This shall not be thine heir. Eliezer is not thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." Amen. And Abraham fell in deep sleep. God appeared to him in a dream and told him a mature event, an event projected long years forward about what will happen to his seed. God told him that his seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. God said, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. They shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. Amen. Here, brothers and sisters, God was showing to Abraham a mature event that will happen in the next long years. And he gave his timeline to him. Amen. 400 years. Within that 400 years, God was working through Abraham's seed. From the coming out of the seed until this event of coming forth out from Egypt was 400 years. And it was not just years that God was showing to Abraham. God also told Abraham that specifically, in the fourth generation, his seed shall come out again to the promised land. Amen. Fourth generation. Yes, exactly. And checking the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 6, verse 16 to 20, we read, and these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations: Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi was 137 years. Verse 17, the sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimi according to their families. Verse 18, and the sons of Kohath, Amram and Ishar and Hebron and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. Verse 19, and the sons of Merari, Mahali and Mushi. These are the families of Levi according to their generations. Verse 20, and Amram took him Jusibed, yeah, his father's sister, to wife, and she bare him Aaron and Moses. And the life of the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. So there you are, brothers and sisters. God is working in his own timetable. We can see in Egypt, the first generation from Jacob was Levi, and from Levi, Kohath, and from Kohath, Amram, and from Amram, Aaron and Moses, the fourth generation. So the fourth generation, and they were gone out of Egypt, exactly as the Lord had timetabled. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? God is working in his own appointed time. Amen. Joseph the dreamer when he was about to die, he commanded his brethren and said, God shall surely visit you in this place. God shall surely visit you. And if that thing shall come to pass, please promise me, he said, promise me you are going to bring my bones from here. And when God shall bring you out here, because I'm sure, Joseph said, he will, promise me that you are going to bring my bones to the promised land. Amen. Joseph was so sure that God should be working along with his timetable plan. Amen. And when the children of Israel went out from Egypt, they brought the bones of Joseph with them. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, time for God is important in accomplishing his plan. Amen. And you can see, brethren, that when God is working within his appointed time, it will bring blessing to those who will be with him, to those who will be found within his timepiece. Amen. And of course, curse to the people who failed to know and or recognize his time. Amen. I say it again, brethren, when God is working within his appointed time, it will bring blessing to those who will be with him in his timeline, to those who will work within his timepiece, and of course, curse to those who failed to know and recognize his time. Amen. When God was working in his people, Israel, over the land of Egypt, it brought blessings to the people of Israel who recognized it. But curses, of course, to the Egyptians who believed not and recognized not the God of Israel. Amen. Blessing to those who recognize God's workmanship, and curse to those who believe not. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? So, it is important to know and recognize God's workmanship in his appointed time. In Luke chapter 19, Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44, let us read. And you read with me with understanding, brothers and sisters, of course. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44. In verse 41, the Bible said, and when he, of course, this is Jesus, and when he, Jesus, was come near, he beheld the city of Jerusalem, of course, and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. What is hidden unto the eyes of the people of Jerusalem? The appointed time of God. The things that God is doing under their time. Amen. And yeah, let us continue reading. Verse 43. For the day shall come unto thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee on every side and lay thee even with the ground that and thy children with thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. Thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. Now, what caused the city of Jerusalem ruined during 70 AD under General Titus? It was because, the Bible said, we were reading it was because they did not know, they did not recognize the time of God's visitation. Amen. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? So in here, in the scripture that we read, we can really see the importance of recognizing God's time. When God's appointed time is come, whatever God is doing in the days we are living in, each one of us should know and recognize them. God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself. God was in front of his people Israel, yet that nation did not recognize him. The time of his visitation was it was so great, a great shaking, great ruins happened to their nation because they did not know, they did not recognize the time of God's visitation. Amen. But after this time, the Gentile believed and received the word, and they were so blessed by the word. Amen. So blessing to those who recognize the time and believe, but curse to those who failed. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, in our time, if we say that the Lord is about to return, there must be something that God is doing right now, and that we should recognize him in our time, because if we fail to, curse will be for us. We know that God's time of visitation happened also in our time. Amen. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God." We have shout, voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. This is, the Bible is talking about the descension of the Lord with these three phases. These three phases of God's ministry in our time indicate that God indeed visited us out in our generation. Amen. The time of God's visitation is with us right now. We should recognize it. Amen. We should recognize what God is doing in our time. We should recognize his voice in this end time, that God is separating his people. Amen. His sons and daughters from unbelief. Amen. We should recognize him now in his fivefold gifts, bringing us to maturity, bringing us to the unity of faith. Amen. And of course, of a little time, we must recognize him with his voice, with his thunders, to utter out something to us, to give us rapturing faith. Amen. Because failure to recognize these things, failure to recognize this time of God's visitation, curse will be for us. Curse will be for them who will never recognize what God is doing in our time. Amen. God is working in our time, brothers and sisters. And we must be found in his timeline in our time. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have a great day, brothers and sisters. We'll talk again this topic in another perspective time, in another perspective tomorrow. Shalom.